WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Our book critic John Leonard has a review of A Way of Hope, the autobiography of Solidarity leader Lech Walesa. It's been reported that the manuscript was smuggled out of Poland. The publisher of the American edition of the book, Henry Holt, has only said that it was published without the express permission of Polish authorities. The manuscript is also being translated and published in 14 other countries.
A Way of Hope is less the autobiography of Lech Walesa than a scrapbook of the Polish Solidarity movement, from its beginnings in 1970 to its repression in 1981. In December 1981, after 500 days of nonviolent revolution, Poland invaded itself. From Walesa's agreeable hodgepodge of rueful hindsight and impatient reminiscence, we don't learn much that's new historically, but we do get a lively sense of just how scary this man must have seemed to his bureaucratic masters. Suppose you're a Communist Party apparatchik in a Stalinist drab Eastern European People's Republic, with Big Mother and her Red Army looking over your shoulder and an economy that's falling apart. When you go to bed at night, imagine your worst dream with a bandit's mustache. He wouldn't be a student. You crushed the universities in 1968. He wouldn't be an intellectual. You had bought off most of them. And he wouldn't be Jewish. It's never been popular in Poland. He would have to be a worker himself, and a Catholic, like 90% of his fellow citizens, and a romantic. What other country ever chose a concert pianist like Paderewski as its prime minister? Walesa was exactly the sort of worker hero most embarrassing to applied Marxist-Leninism. He was born of peasant stock on the Vistula. His father was a carpenter, broken in a Nazi labor camp. His stepfather made him walk 5 miles barefoot to the village school, where he learned to shoot a bow and arrow. In 1970, as a 27-year-old electrician in the Lenin shipyard in Gdansk, innocent of books, theory, and jargon, out of the passions of the workplace and the theater of the streets, he invented himself, an instant Walesa, a spontaneous combustion of leadership. He couldn't carry a tune, especially not the Internationale, but when he spoke to boilermakers and machinists, he sang their thinking. 10 years later, Solidarity would likewise improvise itself into that nightmare of any dictatorship of the proletariat, an independent labor union. During those 10 years, before he went over the shipyard wall and into history, he would go to prison at least as often as the 7 times he fathered children. He would also develop the cunning and the caution that maddened the radicals in his own camp, as much as his inclination to go it alone with his crucifix and his mystical sense of communion with the workers and the church. Somehow, as if by bow and arrow, he had hit upon a Polish liberation theology. Solidarity's 21 articles of 1980 demanded free trade unions, the right to strike, and an end to censorship. "We saw nothing revolutionary in what happened," he remembers of those 500 days. "We merely felt that after so many years of living upside down, we were at last beginning to walk on our feet." But then there were 15 Soviet divisions in readiness on the border, and a frightened government declared martial law, and Polish soldiers shot Polish workers, and Solidarity's membership went to jail or underground. Walesa himself became a symbol, like the famous Gdansk memorial, of the anchor and the cross, a harpoon in the body of a whale. I wish his book were more substantial, but maybe he was too busy making history to write it. Maybe, because he's never stopped insisting on his freedom, he needs an epic movie to imagine him, over the wall and into our hearts.
John Leonard writes about television for New York Magazine and is a columnist for New York Newsday.